Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name's Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Christiana Gordon.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Christiana.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. So again, my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
It was in June of 2006.
June of 2006?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
Yes.
You do?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And then we'll go through the Depo Provera information here. Did you use the consumer use the brand name injectables of the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you, and sorry that some of the questions are a little bit repetitive, but again, you did use it for at least 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And did you have 4 injections within a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And, did you use it sometime between 1992 through current date, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know what year, estimately, you first started getting it?
The injection?
Mm-hmm.
2006.
Okay. And when did
Hello?
You stop getting it? Sorry.
I stopped getting them and I stopped using my injections in
2017. Okay. And then I will go through the injured party information. So you said it was meningioma.
Yes.
And then next year, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes.
Okay, and then can you spell your first name for me?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A.
And again, it was C-H... A-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A?
No, it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A.
So C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm on the
so
bus, but it's kind of loud. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. My mistake. And then your last name?
Borden, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay. Thank you. And then what is your date of birth?
January 12th, 1988.
It was January 12th, 1988?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
It's my first name, christiana.gordon02@yahoo.com.
It was 02 at the end?
Yes.
At Gmail, okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
6143 South Wabash Avenue. Apartment 2NE.
I'm so sorry, it was South Wabash.
Wabash, W-A-B-A-S-H.
W-A.
B-A-S-H. Wabash Avenue.
Avenue. Apartment.
2NE.
210?
2NE.
I'm so sorry, you said 2NE?
Yes.
So N is in Nancy, E is in Edward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number 2NE, and then correct. City?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. So sorry about that.
Hello.
I'm still here. Sorry. And then we'll go through the medical information here. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes. Her name is Cordia. First name is C-O-R-D-I-A.
D-I-A.
Last name is Clark. Yeah, last name is Clark.
Parks?
Excuse me, my name is Clark. Yeah, Clark. C-L-A-R-K.
Oh, Clark. Okay. What hospital or facility?
She was a primary care doctor at clinic.
Is it in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Let me see. Women's Progressive Healthcare?
Yes.
Okay.
You know how much longer this is going to take, because I just got off the bus and I just made it to work.
I shouldn't be much longer here. Did you have treatments there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then did you have any other cancer diagnosis?
No, I just had the one cancer diagnosis.
Okay.
With the tumor.
And then what about who gave you the shots? Was it the same doctor or different?
Yes, it was the same doctor.
Same doctor gave the shots. Same location and everything?
Yes.
Okay. And then
she's not the doctor that performed my my surgery though.
She's not the one?
No, that's that performed my surgery.
Mhm.
No, she's not the same doctor.
Okay, who's the doctor? If you can't remember the doctor, that's okay. We can do facility.
His first name is Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Yes.
And then what hospital or clinic?
Insight Hospital.
Same
hospital.
Same health facility?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said it was medical. All I heard was medical center.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Was there something before the medical?
Before the surgery?
Yeah. Cause
no.
You can't. Okay. Cause I'm not sure. Is it Ahmed A H M A D?
Yeah.
Cause let's see. He's associated with a Rush Primary Care, Van Buren Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
What was it?
Yes.
That's it? Okay, one moment. And then you would have a medical record to indicate the diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yes, I have medical records. But right now I'll have to get them from the doctor and fill out a form, and I can send them over to you all, a release form.
Okay. And then what was your pharmacy's name?
I went to CVS Pharmacy.
CVS. Do you know what street it's on?
It's on 53rd Street.
53rd. Okay, one second. Okay, East 53rd?
Yes.
Okay. And then we are almost finished. The emergency contact, so we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
Okay, no worries. And just bear with me. And then, one moment. We are almost finished. The last part for the medical record release forms, your social.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your social?
347-805-836.
And again, it was 347-805-836?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then just to confirm, so you were diagnosed in June of 2006 and you started receiving it, the shots in 2006 as well?
I was diagnosed in September, September 2018. I started in June of 2006 and I got diagnosed in 2018 of September.
In 2018?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So 2018, you were diagnosed.
Correct.
And then you started using it in 2006 and you stopped in 2017?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did use it for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
And then you did have at least 4 injections in a year?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. Oh, I did forget one question. You are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So sorry. Bear with me. I'll be right back. Okay. One moment.